is entitled to exactly zero parking spaces, that is none. And in my detailed report, I cover exactly how that conclusion is arrived at. With the proposal, will the proposal provide the MAC with just enough parking? Or will it provide abundant, sparsely populated, underutilized parking capacity until the club finds a way to fill it up? Consider that the MAC has not stated that it will abandon its present overflow parking lots. Proposal is therefore implying that it's requesting not only the 225 parking spots, but it's going to continue using the 200 overflow parking spots, adding up to 425 parking spaces. The proposed parking garage has been designed to meet peak busy period demand, which is not the way most engineers work when they're trying to worry about economics. This means new parking under Block 7 will be mostly empty 75 to 85% of the time, or perhaps more, especially initially. Will the proposal actually generate new trips? The Kittleson asserts that it'll generate no new trips, I should say. Or will it generate many more trips? On February the 11th of this year, MAC president said member usage has increased 30% over the last 10 years. So the trips to the clubhouse are actually increasing not because membership has been capped, but because members are going to exercise more, right? We're all living longer. The applicant ignored growth due to special events. For example, MAC members drive from the suburbs to attend events near the MAC, including Timbers, Lincoln High School, PSU games, weddings, shopping, going downtown, a meeting. They're using the MAC parking garage for all these other kinds of non-athletic purposes, non-social purposes. Does the asserted phenomenon of circulating cars actually exist? Or is this congestion problem self-inflicted by the ineffective parking procedures instituted by the club? The phenomenon of circling cars is purely anecdotal, unsupported by measurement data. Some people mentioned this, but who's measured it? Has Kittleson measured it? I have a few more points. How much more time do I get? Okay. How many MAC member cars actually occupy on-street parking spaces near the MAC garage? Many or just a few? The study that was conducted by the GHFL did not look at that, and in fact, that report that was produced by one person is still a draft document, was never approved by the board. So there's no evidence here that those parking spots around the garage are really being occupied. I got to get to this one.
Go ahead and wrap up.
During peak busy periods, will drivers smoothly traverse the four levels of parking and the tunnel as asserted, or will they experience significant conflicts with other cars and pedestrians within the garage, within the tunnel, causing delays and queues that spill onto the streets and over the sidewalks? The answer is yes. Simple queuing theory tells you that a 42% increase in parking spaces within the MAC garage will exponentially increase queues and delays, interfering with the street and sidewalk conditions at both entrances. You haven't added another entrance into that garage. Queuing is going to get very bad. I'll end. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Welcome. Good afternoon.
My name is Carl Rear. I live at 1132 Southwest 19th Avenue in Portland, and I'm a member of the Goose Hollow Foothills League and currently board chair of the Levin Legends Condominium, which unanimously passed a resolution more than a year ago opposing the rezoning. We and many residents of Goose Hollow urge you not to support the Mill Creek zoning application for Block 7 that is before you. Just a few points. First, under the current RH zoning, the MAC can properly develop their land for additional housing with resident parking. We don't dispute that, has been said, but we need to reiterate that. We don't dispute that. That was the agreement that the neighborhood and the city reached with the MAC years ago. However, the essential issue in this application is the added 225 MAC parking spaces in the underground garage. These added parking spaces will not improve parking conditions for the neighborhood residents and will only exacerbate existing traffic and parking problems in the area. Second, these traffic problems that have been talked about, including several dangerous intersections in the Goose Hollow area, were recently documented by a small parking and traffic survey conducted by a committee of GHFL. But the survey neither asked nor answered the question of how the proposed MAC parking would impact the problems. No reading of the survey questions and responses lends support to adding this MAC-only parking structure. Third, the 225 spaces of the garage will not add a single space of parking for neighborhood residents. They will only serve out-of-area MAC members and guests who prefer not to use the available MACs and bus alternatives that are capable of bringing them virtually to the MAC doorstep. Certainly, the added parking would present an option for MAC members currently parking on neighborhood streets, but our own walking surveys of the neighborhood, we did several, mostly in the spring, have shown that few cars with MAC stickers park in the neighborhood, regardless of the day or time or vacancies in the garage. Fourth, the application contends that the MAC will not add members and that no new trips, no added traffic, will result from the 225 added parking spaces. There is no MAC data related to this assertion. In fact, the added free parking will allow the MAC to continue to increase its revenue-enhancing special events, conferences, and activities that non-members and guests can attend, and they will come. The 225 spaces with multiple entrances and exits generated throughout the 18-hour MAC day can add 600 or more additional vehicles to the already congested streets, bringing a huge increase in toxic exhaust, further deteriorating the air quality in the neighborhood and around Lincoln High School. Just a little bit more. I urge that you request data from the MAC showing the continued growth in special events, non-member attendance, and associated revenue in recent years. Finally, the MAC has at least two bus lines and three MAC stops within easy walking distance to the club. But the added garage will encourage just the sort of excessive, unnecessary driving that the city has been seeking to reduce. The city approved a very specific climate action plan in 2009, seeking to reduce precisely the casual vehicle usage that the proposed parking structure will encourage. If you, the city council, are serious about the city's goal of reduction in vehicle use, we should not be inviting more private vehicle use with this unnecessary parking garage. And if you are serious about past commitments to the city and neighborhood organizations being honored, you will not support anything but residential housing being built on Block 7. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. My name is Marjorie Sandy. I live at Goose Hollow, 1132 Southwest 19th Avenue. My husband and I walk through our neighborhood every single day for our health, for our enjoyment, and also for transportation. I oppose Block 7 rezoning because of the detrimental effect it would have on our neighborhood, which means that the applicant does not meet the comprehensive plan's goals 6 and 8 regarding transportation and environment. Rezoning to allow a MAC garage would encourage more traffic in an area that is currently served by two MAC stops. From my daily experience, I can tell you traffic congestion is already dangerous for Goose Hollow residents. Cars come zooming around and into the MAC Club's parking garage without regard for those who are walking our neighborhood blocks. At rush hour, the problem is heightened by peak demand for parking at the MAC Club, coinciding with the evening swell of traffic on Salmon and also on 20th Avenue. Pedestrians like my husband and I are brushed back at intersections and have to wait prolonged periods for rushing cars to clear. And we are not alone. While out walking every day, we see that Goose Hollow has many pedestrians, people walking dogs, parents with strollers, students, couples with walkers, and residents aging in place who rely on scooters and motorized chairs. My husband and I can tell you from our daily walks that we are sometimes forced to take risks by veering into the traffic lane due to rough sidewalks, and then find ourselves jostling with commuting cyclists mixed into the same lanes. We find ourselves breathing in noxious fumes due to close proximity of the vehicles. For us, crossing the street is risky, even at lights, because we cannot move as quickly as the cars whose drivers are often distracted or impatient. Every MAC member can have 5 parking stickers for their various cars, and they park free. Portland brags about its great urban planning. Well, it would be utterly ridiculous for you to approve a zone change to allow the MAC Club to build a parking when MAC had done almost nothing to reduce its car usage. Please don't allow the MAC to further pollute my neighborhood. We welcome new residential neighbors. Goose Hollow is a great place to live, as new residents will discover. We do not welcome additional traffic and parking intrusion that deteriorates our quality of life. We already have more than enough of that from the MAC Club's parking garage. Let the MAC Club expand their parking empire in another direction where it won't diminish the quality of life for Goose Hollow residents. Rezoning Block 7 would be an unwise land use. Please vote no to Block 7 rezoning. Our health and public safety are at stake. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thanks very much. Okay, the next three, please.
Are Jeff Malmquist, Norm Zeller, and Elizabeth Paris, and they'll be followed by Marilyn Weber, Aaron Johansson, and Michael Wallace.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jeff Malmquist, and I am the president of the HOA of the Four Seasons Condominiums, which is just across the street from Block 7. And our board of directors, as you meant, unanimously passed a resolution that we do oppose this rezone. The main reason is we do not think that this rezone meets goals 3, which is for neighborhoods, and for goal 7 of the comprehensive plan, which is for transportation. The application mentions in several places that they don't think there will be no new trips generated by this zone change in the MAC parking spots. We don't think that's true. Essentially, it boils down to if you build it, if you build the parking garage, they will come. On the margin, I think that there are many MAC members who are not driving to the MAP because they're concerned about parking. Now that they're going to have a lot of parking, more of them are going to come. From the MAC perspective, those people that are planning special events at the MAC, they will now plan more special events because they now have the assurance that they're going to have more parking to accommodate their people that are coming in. Let's take a look at what history shows in this regard. And basically, to me, it shows that MAC has a history of buying up our neighborhood, and turning it into parking garages. For example, in the early 1980s, they built a 500-space parking garage just across the street on Salmon Street, and at the same time promised that they would not change any other lots in the neighborhood to CX for more parking. Well, here we are about 30 years later, and guess what? They're telling us they need more parking, and they want to request a CX zone change for block number 7. We don't think that that should happen. We understand, as several people said, and I agree, a building will be built there. We understand that. But we would like a building that's built there that has parking for residents. People actually live in Goose Hollow and will actually be spending money in Goose Hollow. We don't want additional parking for additional visitors to the neighborhood. So I urge all the commissioners, if you could, to consider voting no for this rezone request. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Norman Zeller. I'm a resident and property owner in Goose Hollow, and I'm also a longtime MAC member. Today, you, the Portland City Commissioners and Mayor, are being asked to approve a zone change for Block 7 in Goose Hollow. If the zone change is approved, it will markedly change the historic character of this neighborhood forever. The purpose of the change, as we've all discussed, will be to provide 225 more parking spaces for use by the Multnomah Athletic Club. It is alleged by the management and the board of the MAC that there are not enough parking spaces in the existing parking garage to accommodate the busy athletic club. This is not exactly true. Most of the time, there is adequate parking for all members seeking to use the facilities. The shortage of parking spaces and the congestion in the surrounding streets is self-inflicted, brought about by promoting the use of the MAC facilities to outside organizations and groups for meetings and conferences. Hardly the activity you would expect or need at an athletic club. This type of activity was not mentioned in the hearing officer's report on traffic. Had the officer bothered to comment on the large number of people descending on the MAC for meetings or programs, he certainly would have reported that it is a major cause of traffic congestion and the chaos that at times occurs in the parking garage. Had the hearing officers known of the MAC's meeting and convention conference activity, he might have referred to the negative economic effect the MAC's commercial activity has on other venues in Portland, such as the City Hotels, which offer similar services and facilities. These venues, including the city's own convention center, are in constant competition with each other to fill their spaces and keep their employees. For the MAC, with its free parking, it's an easy sell to program managers or of interested groups looking for space to hold a meeting or a conference. Free parking, it's the trump card to close the deal, and MAC plays it. Free parking is the reason there is a shortage of parking for members and guests in the existing parking structure. Free parking is what caused the street congestion. Adding 225 new free parking spaces for MAC will not solve the parking problem. It will make it worse. Please save the neighborhood and reject the zone change. MAC has other options. They could even start charging for guest parking, and by doing so, perhaps miraculously make parking and traffic problems disappear.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Elizabeth Paris, and I live at 1132 Southwest 19th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, which is across the street from Block 7, which the applicant seeks to have rezoned from residential to commercial. I speak in opposition to the rezoning. We chose to move to the Legends because we wanted to live in a residential neighborhood. Changing the zoning to commercial eliminates the residential character of the neighborhood and opens the door to making the neighborhood a very different one. A number of years ago, you rezoned another block so that the Multnomah Athletic Club, which is known as the MAC, could build a multi-story parking lot. Now it seeks to rezone yet another block. Rezoning Block 7 will drive a commercial wedge in what is currently a residential neighborhood. Our block, if you look at a map, is residential. Then you're going to have a commercial block, and then you're going to have another residential. We're going to be an island, basically, is what's going to happen if you rezone this block. It's apparent from the city's comprehensive plan and its implementation that the city seeks to encourage alternatives to driving one's car. Goal 6 contains numerous detailed strategies that the city is using to, quote, develop a balanced, equitable, and efficient transportation system, end quote. Our neighborhood is one where public transportation is especially strong. As is evident from the picture I've included on my page of testimony, the light rail runs right alongside the MAC and stops across the street from the MAC. There's no reason that residential property should be rezoned to allow the MAC 225 more parking spaces when there's ample public transit available. People hardly need to drive to the MAC to exercise. Let them walk, bicycle, or use public transit like the rest of us. Goal 8 of the city's comprehensive plan is to maintain and improve the environment. Point 8.4 states that the city will, quote, promote the use of alternative modes of transportation, such as ride sharing, bicycling, walking, and transit throughout the metropolitan area, end quote. Adding 225 parking places in a residential neighbor with a light rail stop so close to the MAC is contrary to that objective. The final point I want to make is that the proposed rezoning purely benefits the MAC and not the rest of the neighborhood. You've heard a lot about how this is going to benefit us all by reducing the amount of parking on the street. I agree with the gentleman who said there's no parking on the street, and there won't be any after this is over either, because what's going to happen is you're going to build a big apartment building, and the people from that apartment building and their visitors are going to take up all the parking on the street. All this is going to do is make it so that the MAC people have parking. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Next three, please.
Next three are Marilyn Weber, Aaron Johansson, and Michael Wallace. And they'll be followed by Cliff Webb, Daniel Solomon, and Connie Kirk.
Okay. Ms. Weber, go ahead.
Talking to the microphone. Okay. My name is Marilyn Weber. I live at 1132 Southwest 19th Avenue, and I'm a homeowner at the Legends. I relocated from New York City 10 years ago to enjoy a balance of urban life at a slower pace.
You can stop right there with your testimony. I find it very compelling. Mayor, let's move to the next. Let's move to the next.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Commissioner Fish. Which borough?
Former New Yorkers that come here like to get validation, so he just got this. Yeah.
Okay. The rapid growth in the Portland area is affecting not only Goose Hollow, but the entire city. The proposal to rezone will add excessive traffic to our streets, but little thought has been given as to how traffic will be managed once we get this great influx of people and cars. Is there any plan in place to build out our streets, roads, and expressways? The more urbanized Portland becomes, the more people will seek to escape it. Referring now to the U.S. Census Bureau and the Texas Transportation Institute, published in the 2014 Business Insider, out of the 10 most traffic-clogged cities, D.C. being number one, Portland ranks 10th. 44 hours are spent annually by commuters stuck in traffic, costing each an average of $937 a year, and our rush traffic in this city lasts 4.5 hours. Portland planners have focused heavily on the urban growth boundary, but it also should preserve residential livability and the historic and unique character of Goose Hollow. With respect to Block 7, Goals 6 and 8 of the Comprehensive Plan, the plain and simple fact is that more MAC traffic equals more dirty air, more noise pollution, more safety issues. And the destruction of all 40 trees will provide us with less oxygen and a lower quality of life. We should not sacrifice quality of life for the parking needs of an exclusive club, 95% of whose membership does not live in Goose Hollow. What you do will affect us and future generations, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and many more. Thank you for your time, and please vote no on rezoning.
Thank you very much. Welcome.
Hello, my name is Aaron Johansson. First, I'd like to say I'm a Goose Hollow resident and a MAC member. I've been to New York and I love it, just for the record. Although I live about 7 blocks away from Block 7, the issue of its development and rezoning concerns me. Please consider the following issues. This residential part of Goose Hollow is sandwiched between very busy commercial zones. Rezoning Block 7 from residential RH to commercial CX with its concomitant increase in parking introduces more traffic to an already busy neighborhood. Block 7 development eliminates what is currently an oasis of green. To my mind, increased density at this location will create congestion and a degraded living environment But I realize this is not the main question before us today. I ask you to think about the construction of 225 below-grade spaces. I believe you cannot increase parking without increasing traffic to these spaces. As a MAC member, I can tell you that I find it interesting that in the changing rooms, all MAC members are charged for the use of lockers. But parking we is entirely free. I'd also like you to think about what is to prevent an increase in MAC events to utilize the new spaces. And this increase in use and traffic would lead to possibly another overflow situation. Psychologically, I think that many drivers would consider roaming the neighborhood once over to see if there's on-street parking, which would be vastly more convenient than possibly driving down four stories in an underground parking garage. So I urge you to consider those issues when weighing the pros and cons, and please vote no.
Thank you. Welcome.
My name is Michael Wallace. I live at 3213 Southwest Upper Cascade Drive, a little west of Block 7, which I pass by every day on my way to work. I'm opposed to rezoning for the purpose of commercial construction in Block 7. The MAC has repeatedly promised never to develop Block 7 beyond residential zoning, and now MAC is ignoring this commitment to the neighborhood. Earlier today, Commissioner Fritz stated that compatibility is essential to changing land use. The proposed zoning change is not compatible with the existing neighborhood. Do we need more commercial area in Portland, in historic neighborhoods? Commercial rezoning would increase traffic congestion, increase competition for on-street parking, increase noise and air pollution, decrease pedestrian safety, and decrease livability in a historic residential neighborhood. Can the City Council not say no to development, say no to more traffic, and maintain livable residential space in Goose Hollow? Is this proposal compatible? The neighborhood does not need nearly 300 new apartments, particularly when one-third of them will have no parking. Current residents will have to compete with new traffic and compete for limited on-street parking. If the MAC needs more parking, let the MAC-owned property on Southwest 20th and 21st be developed, close to the clubhouse and Providence Park. Is this proposal compatible? As Portland grows, City Council must be increasingly aware of its obligation to the general public and not beholden to interests pushing for commercial expansion. Rezoning would allow MAC an exclusive garage that is not public. Rezoning will allow MAC to build hotel suites that will require supply trucks in a residential neighborhood and increase traffic far beyond that of the added residents of the new apartments. Trash collection will occur on a 24-hour basis, further disrupting the residential neighborhood. Is this compatible? This zoning proposal does not provide net benefits to the city of Portland, nor to the residents of Goose Hollow. The only beneficiaries are the developer and some of the members of MAC. Neither represents the general public of the City of Portland, which the City Council is committed to serve. This zoning proposal should be denied. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, next,
Mayor,
please.
I have an excused absence at 4:30.
I wasn't sure whether you were 4:30 or 4:45. So the question is.
And I have, I'll be representing the council at two other matters later, including a water consortium board, which will go to about 9 tonight. I have some follow-up questions, both legal and factual, which I will compose tomorrow, send to the city attorney's office, copy my colleagues. Any other, we will be scheduling at least a second hearing.
We will be continuing the hearing. It's my intention, if my other two colleagues are willing, to go another 30 minutes to hear testimony, and that at 5 we can do that, and you can review the record.
And I will review the record between now and whenever the new hearing date.
Thank you. Yeah, so we'll continue to try to get most, if not all, the folks who've signed up to speak. We are going to continue the hearing because there are going to be council questions and deliberation, and I think we will save rebuttal by the applicant
That'd
until that time.
Yeah. That'd be very helpful.
So, so I think that will probably be more useful to the council's deliberations if we do that. Okay, let's continue then. Thank you, Commissioner.
The next three are Cliff Webb, Daniel Solomon, and Connie Kirk. And they'll be followed by Seth Levins, Reverend John Dennis, and Mark Velke.
You're welcome. Who'd like to go first?
Daniel.
Okay.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay. So my name is Daniel Solomon. I am an environmental writer with a master's degree in theological research and I have a certificate in science and religion. I am a resident of Goose Hollow and I live in Collins Circle's apartment. I am against the Mac Mill Creek proposal to rezone Block 7 from residential to commercial. Block 7 is home to many mature trees and shrubs. Cutting down trees and their benefits compromises the comprehensive plan goals 8. Retaining RH zoning of Block 7 will allow residents housing only while keeping open the possibility of preserving some mature trees. Portland forester Dr. Jeffrey Donovan shows a correlation between preserving older trees and shrubs in cities and human survival. Donovan demonstrated through 3 different scientific experiments that affluent neighborhoods that had older trees and shrubs experienced a reduction in crime, but affluent neighborhoods that had younger trees and shrubs experienced an increase in crime. Affluent neighborhoods east of the Mississippi who lost their native and or non-native ash trees of any species because of the emerald ash borer also experienced an increase in mortality due to cardiovascular disease. Donovan contends that the ash stands for all mature trees. Mature trees reduce stress connected to the immune system and improve local air quality. In Portland neighborhoods that had extensive tree canopy cover, women experienced greater reproductive success, while Portland neighborhoods that did not have as much of a tree canopy experienced higher reproductive failure. For the same reasons, mature trees reduce stress, strengthen the immune system, and improve local air quality. This means that the mature trees and shrubs of Block 7 are irreplaceable to the health, safety, and well-being of the people of Goose Hollow. The mature trees and shrubs of Block 7 can't be mitigated for the MAC replanting seedlings. As a neurodiverse human on the autism spectrum, the stakes are high. I need a lower stress environment to manage my anxiety symptoms. This is not to mention the possibility of additional air, water, noise, light, electromagnetic chaos, and carbon pollution caused by building a 4-story underground parking garage negatively impacting my nervous system if Block 7 is rezoned. Keeping RH-only zoning is compatible with preserving the scalability and livability for vulnerable populations. So I, of course, oppose rezoning. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm kind of short here. Hang on, I'm going to scoot up here. Okay, thank you. My name is Connie Kirk. I live at 1132 Southwest 19th Avenue. I worked on my doctorate at NYU in the field of media, culture, and communication. And I ran a publishing company with my late husband, a lifelong publisher and Episcopal clergy who served the homeless on South Park blocks. I continue as an editor. I'm not a MAC member. I'm opposed to rezoning. Comprehensive Plan Goal 3 has not been fully met, but I'd like to shine the light here because the MAC asserts it's engaged in meaningful neighborhood dialogue, and this relationship is really vexed. The MAC's attitude was best exemplified when they pulled Dr. Prince's book, Portland's Goose Hollow, from its bookstore. The club that destroyed all the historic homes on Block 7 has removed yet another piece of our history by a MAC member opposed to rezoning. A book is a voice, and her book is our voice, and we haven't been heard. Over 300 petition signatures were obtained to oppose rezoning throughout Goose Hollow. Those range from signatures from Four Seasons, Vista St. Clair, Royal Manor, the Jefferson, Arbor Vista, Collins Circle, Rena Villa, the Fordham, homes around Block 7 and reaching up into Vista Ridge and Gander Ridge, and yes, the legends do. The Block 7 Planning Committee
met hundreds of hours, examined the comprehensive plan goals, put together a 43-page report, and voted overwhelmingly to oppose rezoning. Yet the GHFL board couldn't take a position, despite the majority of Goose Hollow neighbors opposing rezoning. But neighbors were forging ahead. We exceeded the number of signatures required by GHFL bylaws and Oregon state law to hold a special meeting of the membership to vote on rezoning. And I've provided a list of the consistent scope of opposition to rezoning. That list will be attached. 20,000 MAC members, roughly six, showed up to support rezoning at neighborhood meetings over the course of a year. 20,000 MAC members and eight people testified in support of rezoning at the April 29th Block 7 meeting. 20,000 MAC members and five testified in support of rezoning at the BDS hearing on May 21st. 20,000 MAC members had over a year to support rezoning. Where are they in this chamber? Please vote no Block 7 rezoning.
Thank you. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you for putting in a long afternoon.
Goes with the job.
My name is Cliff Weber, C-L-I-F-F and 1B in Weber. I live at the Jefferson Condominiums on Southwest 18th Avenue, where I'm chairman of the board of the Homeowners Association. It is claimed that Portland wants diverse neighborhoods. Indeed, goal number four states this aim explicitly. The present application, however, would lead to exactly the opposite result. Renters already constitute something like 90% of the population of Goose Hollow. The 270 new apartments proposed would raise this proportion even higher. So will the 134 other rental units that the same firm is already building only one block away. Further, the floor plan proposed for Block 7 shows 37 small apartments on every floor. Only 13.5% of these would be large enough for a family. This is not diversity. What Goal 4 prescribes is a balance between owner-occupied homes and rental properties on the one hand, and on the other, between families and people living by themselves, either as singles or as couples. Balance is exactly what is lacking here. In fact, the proposed apartment block would only make worse the imbalance that already exists. This isn't housing of different types, to quote from Goal 4. It's just more of the same. And like the other small apartments that the same firm is already building, only a stone's throw away from Block 7, this project, too, would exclude families with children. The guiding principle here is not to enhance the diversity of the neighborhood, it's rather to promote the welfare of the bottom line. And now I speak as a relative newcomer from Boston in this case. The site in question is the only open green space still remaining in Goose Hollow. As such, the site is unique, and the question before the council ought to be how to acquire this precious green space and transform it into the public park that Goose Hollow has never had, despite a large and highly concentrated population. Instead of this, however, a development firm has come to town from Texas and teamed up with a social club, few of whose members actually live in Goose Hollow. Together, the club and the men from Dallas are now seriously proposing that this unique green space be rezoned from residential to commercial and then bulldozed into oblivion. And what will replace it? Yet another apartment block vastly out of scale with the immediate neighborhood and generating revenue bound for Dallas. Am I living in Portland, Oregon, or in Dallas, Texas? Is Portland's vaunted environmentalism real or mere pretense? There are times when a newcomer like me could be led to wonder. Now is one of those times. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you
all. Thank you. Next three, please.
Are Seth Levins, Reverend John Dennis and Mark Velke, and they will be followed by Hillary McKenzie, Dale Carden, and Stephen Salomon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
My name is Seth Levins. I'm a Multnomah Athletic Club member. I joined the club in 1969, the same year that Tom McCall declared that we're not going to turn the state over to developers. And today I'm here to ask you not to turn Goose Hollow over to the developers. As a frequent user of MAC, I believe it has enough parking for the athletic club. The club's membership has been capped at its present level for a long time, and it is not the increased athletic use that is driving the demand for increased parking. I believe it is the growing event business that needs more parking. Multiple events happen daily, with people coming and going morning, noon, and night. Now they also want to get into the motel business, which would just add more comings and goings. I know from my personal experience that the difficult times to park are when there are events. And several months ago in the club magazine, it was made mention by the club manager that he's having to cut back on some of the events during peak athletic use of the club. So the club really should have two names. It's an event place as well as an athletic club, and not too sure exactly how much revenue is generated from the events. It's not very clear in the club's annual reporting. I would encourage you to vote for the neighborhood and vote against the zone change.
Thank you. Welcome. Good afternoon.
My name is John Dennis. I'm a former resident of Goose Hollow, and for the past 45 years, I've been an active member of the Multnomah Athletic Club. It's been a huge part of my life. I have experience in urban planning. A number of years ago, I headed up Corvallis Community Improvement. CCI was set to redevelop about 20 blocks of downtown Corvallis when our developers, the DiBartolo Corporation, got into some trouble. The economy went bad, and our organization, which included the mayor, the president of Oregon State University, and a who's who of prominent citizens, made what Yogi Berra calls a wrong mistake. The mistake was that we did not pay enough attention to the full neighborhood. The small business owners, the homeowners who would be affected by what otherwise was outstandingly good planning. And the lesson I learned is that when there's polarization, there's usually a reason, and often, more often than not, that reason has to do with insufficient listening. For reasons, worthwhile reasons given by both sides, I urge the City Council not to rezone from CX to Box 7 CX to RH until the full neighborhood does a better job of getting itself together, because trust and compromise are still possible.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Mark Velke. I live on Vista Avenue, where I rent in the Vista St. Clair Apartments. I would like to thank the mayor and the city commissioners for giving me the opportunity to voice my opinion. My biggest concern is the broken promises on the part of the Multnomah Athletic Club to the neighborhood and your predecessors here at City Hall when they promised to develop Block 7 only within the RH zone, and now they want to go back on that promise. A large part of my background is the 25 years I spent in the U.S. Navy Submarine Force, where your integrity is everything. As a veteran who lives in the Kings Hill area of the Goose Hollow Foothills League and a GHFL member, I feel that the MAC should be held to their promises. One of the other concerns I have is the delay of the Central City Parking Review. My understanding, after reading the recommendation of the hearings officer, is that this is rather unusual, and I wonder why the developer and MAC want to do this after and if they get a zone change. Now, hopefully, there's no Air Force veterans in here that I'm going to offend with my next story, but to me, this kind of sounds similar to that old story about how the Air Force was building a new base. First, they built all the runways, and by the time they were done with that, they were out of money. Then they had to go back and ask for more money to finish the base because, of course, they still needed hangars, maintenance facilities, administration buildings, et cetera, et cetera. And guess what? They got the extra money. I provided you with a package of press coverage that chronicles the MAC history on Block 7 within the current R8 zone and not to build MAC parking on the south blocks, Block 7 and Block 2. This package also covers the neighborhood's efforts from 1981 to present day to preserve the historic and predominantly residential character of Goose Hollow. I urge you to read these revealing articles and ask you to vote no to this proposal to rezone Block 7. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you both.
Okay. The next three are Hillary McKenzie, Dale Carden, and Stephen Salomon. And they will be followed by Sherry Salomon, Helen Gundlach, and Tom Walsh.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Hillary, why don't you go first?
Hillary McKenzie. I live 2722 Southwest Rutland Terrace. I'm not from Goose Hollow. I have been a MAC member. I'm no longer one, but have been for 30 years. And my family has been involved with the MAC club since the 1930s. My mother is 87. She goes to the club regularly. She does pay for a locker. She drives. She only makes left right turns. She doesn't make left turns. and she goes between the hours of 1:30 and 4 multiple times a week, and she never has trouble finding parking. And if she doesn't have trouble finding parking, it also means the parking she's finding is easy to get into. So this is a vote for the parking is generated, the parking demand is generated by these excess activities, not necessarily by the members' needs. I'm not, so many points have been covered about the parking, but I do want to reiterate that the MAC really hasn't made an effort to reduce their demand. It's free parking. There's no incentive for members, either with discount in their membership fees or reduced parking or charging a higher fee for peak demand times when the park does get crowded or when they have events. You know, there were so many things you can do with incentivizing parking and reducing demand through fees, money, bonuses for riding your bike. All those incentives for parking were all tied to employees, nothing for the members. And I think some members who really need the parking, who want the convenience of parking, they would pay a little extra, or they would pay to go at peak times. But there's nothing. There's no reason. So you build more parking, you can have more events, more members can drive. It doesn't solve the problem. You don't solve traffic problems by building more freeways. You don't solve parking problems by building more free parking garages. It just doesn't work that way. You've got to incentivize it. You've got to put a price on it. And then you start reducing demand. And then they could come back and talk about what they really might need for their uses. And I think that covers my main points. I just don't want to repeat, but I think so many people have covered so much. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Welcome.
My name is Stephen Salomon, and I currently live and rent at the Vista St. Clair Apartments, 1000 Southwest Vista Avenue. I'm a retired health physicist and environmental policy analyst from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. And I'm talking about thinking globally and acting locally. There's much in the news about climate change, such as at the United Nations, and its impact on localities. What can we in Goose Hollow and the larger community do about it? We residents in the city can oppose the rezoning of Block 7 to high commercial CX because it will undermine the livability of our neighborhoods by unnecessarily overloading our streets with cars spewing greenhouse gases that accelerate climate change. And I have some notes from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency over here that spells out how this will happen in the Pacific Northwest. It also will create additional air pollution that may be worse than thought, according to a Portland State University study, and that was reported in the Oregonian on August 26. Denying the rezoning of Block 7 will encourage MAC members to use public transit, given two MAC stops are in close proximity. And this will reduce greenhouse gases and noxious air pollutants. Leaving the majestic mature trees, the many shrubs and other vegetations in place will help to maintain the air in a more stable environment, reduce climate change, and improve the livability of Goose Hollow. In summary, I support the final report by the Goose Hollow Foothills League Block 7 Planning Committee, which was submitted April 24th, that voted overwhelmingly to oppose rezoning. I question why alternatives were not analyzed by Mill Creek and Multnomah Athletic Club, as is regularly done in large projects, since it is known that a few other properties are available that might serve their objectives. Also, to what worthwhile cause is all the money going? That's the question. Finally, the MAC, being a progressive nonprofit organization, according to its website, could better serve its members and community without having Block 7 rezone high-density commercial. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Good afternoon. My name is Dale Carden, and I live just across the street from Block 7. About 2 years ago, we began to hear rumors of plans by the MAC to build a new parking facility for its members on the Block 7 property. As word of the project spread, some of our older residents couldn't believe it, as they assumed the issue of MAC parking on Block 7 had been settled years before through a definitive agreement between the MAC and the city. But no one could recall the precise details. So we began to sift through records at the city archives, and before long we found a large collection of documents from the 1980s and 90s regarding the MAC master plan. And yes, it did indeed contain specific promises by the MAC to develop the Block 7 property for residential use in the context of the existing RH zoning code. We also saw that the master plan was created as a necessary condition for city approval of the MAC's plans in land use case CU 80-80, to build its Salmon Street parking garage. The master plan was strictly a quid pro quo with respect to the parking garage and was perceived as such by all parties at the time. In effect, the master plan became a peace treaty between the MAC, the GHFL, and the neighborhood, and it has proved a lasting one until now. The archival record shows that there had been a long-running dispute between the MAC and local residents over MAC parking in the neighborhood. The MAC had been in the habit of buying up residential properties, tearing them down, and converting the empty lots into more parking for its members. The GHFL was concentrating on trying to stop this from continuing ad infinitum. Finally, in 1981, when the MAC applied for a permit to build its Salmon Street parking garage, the City Council intervened to resolve the dispute by requiring the MAC to negotiate a master plan with the GHFL over the future use of all the MAC's other properties. Testimony from the 1981 City Council hearings shows the Council remained profoundly skeptical about the MAC's future intentions. But it did finally vote to allow the MAC to build the parking garage on the optimistic but perhaps naive assumption the MAC would abide in good faith by the terms of its master plan until such time as the terms of that plan were fulfilled. But as we sit here today, one of the important elements of that plan remains unfulfilled, the development of Block 7 for residential use in the context of the existing RH zone. To accept the MAC's claims that the master plan no longer applies, you'd have to regard it as fair and just that in 1981, they acquired something of great and permanent value in exchange for something of lesser and only temporary value followed now in 2014 by their obtaining what they lost before in exchange for nothing at all. This is precisely what the City Council of 1981 sought to prevent. We urge the City Council of today to deny this crass attempt by the MAC to violate the terms of its 1981 and 1993 master plans. Please vote no on the applicant's request to rezone the Block 7 property from RH to CX. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all. Okay. How many do we have left?
10 more.
We might make it. Okay, let's try. We won't make it. So we probably can't get past. So we'll take the next three. I think we have to take the next three and then break. Sorry for those that have waited. But we're gonna have to leave. Some of us have got other events as well. So let's take the next three and then ask the other folks who've signed up with our apologies, come back when we return, because we are going to continue the hearing.
Okay. The next three are Sherry Salomon, Helen Gundlach, and Tom Walsh.
Welcome.
Hello. Thank you, Mayor Hales and members of the City Council, for allowing me to speak. My name is Sherry Salomon. I'm a senior citizen, and I rent at 1000 Southwest Vista Avenue at the Vista St. Clair Apartments. We're recent transplants from the Washington, D.C. area, which another person said had the worst traffic in the nation, and I would like to testify that that's an understatement. it was really horrible. And so I'm here, and I'm in Goose Hollow and loving it. I oppose the Block 7 rezoning because the applicant does not meet the city's comprehensive Goal 8 to improve the quality of air, water, and land resources. The CX zone change is needed to allow the two underground levels of MAC parking. This is expensive to build and increases the construction costs on Block 7 by millions of dollars, not to mention the million-dollar price tag to build the tunnel. To achieve economic viability, these costs force the applicant to maximize the mass of the building, resulting in a sidewalk-to-sidewalk Nordstrom-sized project in the middle of the historic Goose Hollow. This also means that the 40 large, gorgeous trees on the lot will need to be destroyed, some of which are applicants for the heritage tree. But with RH zoning without MAC parking, a significant portion could be saved. A more modest project would allow for setbacks or a better sidewalk width, which would be a better fit for our neighborhood and uphold the central city plan. The new townhome project on 20th and Madison is an excellent example of appropriate design and character for Goose Hollow. The bottom line is that all residents, including new ones on Block 7, would be adversely affected by the overabundant parking for the MAC. Please, please vote no for Block 7 rezoning. Thank you again for your time and consideration.
Thank you. Welcome.
Hi. My name is Helen Gundlach, and I live at Arbor Vista Condominium, which is on Southwest Howard's Way in Goose Hollow. I am board president of the condominium, and I'm also a proud member of Goose Hollow Foothills League and the Friends of Goose Hollow. I have lived at Arbor Vista for 7 years and previously lived at Fordham Apartments for 10 years. I love Goose Hollow. It is my home, and it is my community. Standing in this room is deja vu, and not in a good sense. Our condo association testified several times before the Portland Design Commission in 2012 and 13 in opposition to the design of Jefferson Street Flats, a 134-unit apartment building, which is now under construction at Southwest Jefferson and 20th at the Goose Hollow stop. Those of us who were involved in the effort, and that includes a former design review chair who advised us, owners and neighbors, all of us who testified, it was a frustrating experience and a disappointment that left a sour taste. We were stymied at every turn, our objections dismissed out of hand, despite strong evidence supporting our opposition right within the Goose Hollow design guidelines. We felt invisible and that the process was a sham of community involvement. So that's why I've taken the time to testify today in support of the no on Block 7 for a zoning change. I have much higher hopes that this process will be more